Party Line. 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfurt, Lebanon, Delphi, talking local.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
All right, and it's brought to you on WILO by BooneCountyDailyNews.com, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and the just added to the Casper Media Group repertoire, CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, all your local news sources for Boone, Clinton, and Carroll counties. TC Trailers, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marchand's Window Tinting in Antioch, we stick it where the sun shines. Vierk's Fine Jewelry in Lafayette. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives and big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. The broadcast on HoosierlandTV.com, brought to you by Day and Ginda Funeral Home, ProBike Computer Sales and Service, The Farmers Bank, 51 West Event Center, Ye Old Spirit Shop, and Ellis Jewelers on HoosierlandTV.com for WILO. Todd Berryman on this side of the board, Melissa Miller on the other side of the board. I note, although this might be visible at HoosierlandTV.com, I'm going to make note on WILO that Melissa has what appears to be a to-go cup from a local fast food eatery. And now
I have hot chocolate.
You have
morning.
Hot chocolate. Yeah. That was where I was going to say, did you change your mind and decide to go to coffee? Or
No.
How is the BK hot chocolate? I've never taken the chance.
It's all right. It's probably Swiss Miss, more than less. But I didn't feel like having a Coke or anything this morning. So
did you see that story? This was before we got into the holidays. It might have been before New Year's, but the story about they evaluated like the hot chocolate powders and discovered they had like amazing amounts of lead in them.
Oh yeah.
And I think one of the least was Ghirardelli.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And I think Swiss Miss was the other one that was reasonably
lead
safe.
Baby food.
Yeah,
I mean,
applesauce or whatever.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe we need somebody from Purdue Extension to kind of spell this out for, you know, the stupid people on this side of the board. Mm-hmm. But I do find myself wondering if apples are naturally attractors of lead or something.
I don't know. I don't know. That would be a question for Adam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adam Shanks, if you're listening,
which we're gonna try and get Adam on. for a lot of people who don't realize that Adam is not at the extension office anymore. He is still with Purdue Extension in Purdue.
But he's handling their drone program, I think?
He is actually, yeah. He's the head guy for the drone program at Purdue University. So, yeah. Moving up in the world. Moving on up. But right now, he is at home being daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And a shout out and congratulations to him and his wife. They have been foster parents for years, and that is another subject that I would love to get him and his wife to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Being foster parents, they've been foster parents for years. I believe they've had like over 24 foster kids.
Wow.
They have three boys.
Mm-hmm.
Already.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've been fostering children for quite a few years, and they have had a little girl from birth.
Mm-hmm.
They have had her as a foster, and unfortunately, her parents or mother or whatever the situation is not going to be able to, bring her back.
Yeah.
And Adam and his wife have had her since birth, mm-hmm. and as of Tuesday, mm-hmm. she is theirs.
They made a promise.
The adoption went through on Tuesday, and it's signed, sealed, and they have a baby girl.
Well, so, congratulations, Adam and family. It's glad to hear about the new addition.
She is such a sweetie. She's such a cutie. And she's had Adam wrapped around her finger from day one.
Yeah,
so
that's pretty much any daughter and any father.
Yeah.
Ask my furry girls. Yeah, they'll tell you.
So anyway, yeah.
Which, speaking of furry girls, if I can break in and mention this. This is a note that I think Cindy Lovelace or Liz, the front desk person, left for me. I'm trying to figure out the handwriting, but it had to do with, we have not heard any resolution to this as of yet.
No.
But it has to do, it's about a quarter mile east of Mash Road on Michigan Town Blacktop. There's a family that lost a five-month-old, a puppy, a Yorkie poo. It's 5 pounds, black in collar. And lost its collar. It actually squirmed out of its collar and got away. And so this family is missing this dog terribly. And so they are requesting that you call and let them know if you've seen the dog around. And the phone number you need to dial, and you're going to ask for Tina Marcus. The phone number is 765-652-0003. 765-652-0003. There is a $50 reward, but you know what? If I found it, I'd be keep your 50 and welcome the girl home.
Yeah.
I'm assuming girl.
Her. Yeah. They're missing her and they want to get her home. And Paw Pals and the Humane Society, they have also got it posted. Mm-hmm. So please, you know.
Do we know if the dog was chipped?
You know, I don't know if she mentioned that or not. Ken typed that up. She actually called in and talked to Ken, and Ken typed that up.
Okay.
So that we'd have it. So, but yeah, if you see a black, and she is black, you think Yorkie, and you think you're going to see black and tan and cute little fuzzy ears and all this, and
the she's brindle look.
I've seen the pictures and she is cute, but she's pretty much all black, and because she is a Yorkie poo, she's a combination. So,
and 5 pounds, she's not that big.
No, she honestly, if you saw her out in a field or something, she would look like a cat probably because she's so tiny.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So keep your eyes open, and even if you're not sure and you think maybe it's a cat, but maybe call, because you know. And if you're a little, and I've said this earlier during the morning show, if you're ill at ease about calling a stranger directly, even though they're looking for their dog, you can always call us here.
Yeah, call us here or call the Humane Society.
Yeah,
and let them know that you have located it, and you know, hopefully you will be able to get her to come to you to where you can have her and go through the Humane Society to get her returned.
I will say, reading that story this morning, I was texting my wife during the morning show and saying, when I get home this afternoon, I'm hugging the hell out of my dogs, because I anytime there's a lost dog, I'm okay with watching Saving Private Ryan. You know, people getting annihilated. Yeah, that's fine. Dog, like I Am Legend. Oh, no.
Yeah.
So, girls, I'm just going to tell you, brace yourselves. Daddy's going to be full of hugs when he gets home. Also wanted to mention the anniversary of Blue Chips, 30th anniversary of that. And they are going to be doing a celebratory ball game at Case Arena. I think that's next Saturday.
Yeah, it's next Saturday. I believe it's at 7:30. We are carrying Don and Carl are going to be doing commentary, and we are carrying that on WILO. It's going to be on the radio.
Not Hoosierland at this time.
Yeah, it's going to be on the radio right here. At 7:30 is the tip-off, so I imagine the boys will be on about 7:15. They'd like to do a little pre warm-up commentary before the game starts. So I did confirm that with Don yesterday that they will be on, and it, like I said, tip-off is at 7:30.
And I've also mentioned passing regarding Blue Chips as a little trivia note. If you are one of the lovely listening public that has met me at the senior fair or shaken my hand, or we've seen each other in public, because we know each other, you're within 2 degrees in the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon game, because I've interviewed him. So, so congratulations, Melissa, you're within 2 of Kevin. You're practically Thanksgiving buddies.
That's funny.
So, but yeah, keep an eye out for that. Again, that's going to be next Saturday, not this Saturday, as a WILO radio game, not on HoosierlandTV.com. There are certain idiosyncrasies that lead us to do that as a radio broadcast, but it's going to be a blast. We'll hope we'll have you aboard for that. Anything else we need to touch on community-wise? Do we have a... No, we don't have a Marshans. This is Thursday.
Yeah, this is Thursday. We do not have a Marshans. Now,
that's Marshans window tinting business spotlight, if you're wondering what we're all talking about here.
We do have the extension. Karen's going to be calling... Karen Crumb's going to be calling in here.
She's not going to be here?
9 o'clock. No, she's pretty much covered up on a lot of things, so she's going to be calling in.
Bummer.
So, but...
She's...
there is a lot going on, and
she's like Katie Schimmel or Laura Archibald or some of those people. They're such bright lights that you just look forward to them coming in. So Karen, okay, we'll try. It's the phone. I mean, you still sparkle, but it's kind of cool to just have you in the room.
Yeah, exactly. Do want to get this out there. We got this from Carroll County Extension. Carroll County 4-H, they are having a Super Saturday. Mm-hmm. This is going to be Saturday, January 13th from 8:30 to 10 a.m. at the 4-H building in Flora. You can go and you can enjoy free biscuits and gravy breakfast sponsored by the 4-H exhibit board. Donations, they are going to have a donation thing out, but donations will go to the 4-H scholarship fund. Also on Super Saturday, 4-H'ers will be there with their displays. They're going to have some projects there. The clubs are going to be there doing various activities. It's a good place. It's kind of like we do this too. We kind of have like an open house here in Clinton County, where the clubs and members will have their exhibits up, and members can display some of their projects and stuff. Great time for 4-H'ers to explore different projects. And it's also a great time for people who are thinking about having their kids in 4-H or kids who want to be in 4-H to go and check out the 4-H programs. So that's what this is. It's a great time for that. And open enrollment is still going on right now. We'll talk to Karen about this. And I know Karen knows about Super Saturday up at Carroll County, and I'm sure she'll touch on that as well. But it's just a great time for kids to get signed up for 4-H.
I will say that I'm 100% behind this. I love the idea of the breakfast, and they get people registered and everything.
Yeah.
But I think we're missing a possibility. And you being involved with 4-H, you can tell me I'm full of it right now. But I think this is a great idea. When you said Super Saturday, you hit the word super in such a way that I thought it was S-O-U-P-E-R. So I'm thinking a soup cook-off for the 4-H. Somebody brings their breast clam chowder. And we'll count, and I say we count chili.
We need to get you signed up to be, because you would love this. You get you enjoy the food cook-off things.
Generally, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Clinton County has the barbecue.
Yeah.
And because I'm a 4-H leader, I cannot do that. Plus, I cover it for...
Because
I also cover it for Hoosierland.
Gotcha.
So you
can't participate.
I can't be a judge.
Gotcha.
But you can.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Between you and Cindy, because Cindy kind of looks at that too. We actually have Cindy's brother, Mike, has done it for us in the past too, and but yeah, you and Mike would make great judges.
I would dearly love to have a hand in that. I'm trying to downplay it a little bit, but realistically,
these kids cook is freaking amazing.
Yeah,
I mean it is, and you can go around and you can actually sample it, which is part of the reason why I love covering it for Hoosierland, because I get to sample the whole time I'm there too. Oh my goodness, if you go away hungry, it is your fault.
Now I'm gonna, because you mentioned
one of the kids did salmon.
Wow, like barbecue?
Yeah,
really?
Oh yeah,
grilled
salmon.
It'd be real good.
Oh, yeah.
And since you mentioned barbecue, this is another side note here. This is something I sent. Now, you know, you and Cindy and I have
talked.
Sorry,
folks, we're all over the place. But if you have any 4-H,
if you
want to talk about 4-H or anything and talk about projects that maybe you did as a kid or maybe projects that you help with, because we do have a lot of people out there that volunteer to help with projects, not just leaders. I mean, I'm a leader, but I also work with... crops, and I also work with floriculture.
Yeah.
So besides being a leader,
I'll grant you, yes, I do take this rather far afield, but I look at this show kind of as the Jerry Garcia guitar solo of talk shows. It goes all over the place.
Well, and the phone number to call in is 765-659-3338. Right now we're on the subject of 4-H, which is good because the extension's coming in today, or calling in, Karen is, so...
So I was reading something from Texas Monthly thinking about barbecue, and I'm going to show you, Melissa, the picture here in a second, but our Hoosierland viewers, I'm going to hold this up.
Okay.
And this was something that I sent to Cindy Lovelace, station manager, sales manager, etc. And then I remembered after I sent it that she doesn't have a, she's not really fond of sweet and savory in the same place. So I'm curious to see what you think about this. Now, bear in mind, I'm going to go to the Hoosierland camera and show the picture of this.
So it's not candied bacon, huh?
Well, it's in the arena.
Speaking of which, they had candied bacon at the cook-off at the barbecue at fair. Oh, yeah.
So what I just showed you a picture of, Hoosierland audience, that I am now showing Melissa Miller a picture of, is barbecued ribs that are cooked in like a maple syrup type brine and served on cinnamon roll pancakes.
Ooh. Well, you lost me at pancakes.
Yeah, see, this is I like this because it's like chicken and waffles without the chicken.
I don't like pancakes.
Right.
I don't. I'm not. If
even
it's
if
not,
they taste like cinnamon rolls?
No. If it's not eggs or... eggs, bacon, or ham.
Yeah.
Sometimes sausage links. I'm not much for sausage patties, but I'm not much for that kind of stuff.
This
I don't like pancakes. I will eat cinnamon rolls, but man, I got to be in the room. I got to be in the mood for it.
They describe this as tasting in the article like porky French toast. Which I'm like, well, and they mentioned that
I don't like French toast either.
And they mentioned that the ribs, when you have them at this restaurant, they flake off, but they flake off like they're candied bacon. So you would be getting that candied bacon.
Yeah,
vibe.
Because of the maple. I don't like maple.
That's a flavor you kind of don't.
Yeah,
do
I don't
well
like
with.
Maple. If you did a brown sugar, like a brown sugar rub. And cook the ribs with that, then I'd be all over that. But I don't like maple either.
Well, did you have a bad experience?
I don't even
with,
like, you know, the smoky links.
Yeah,
I
not
don't
into
even
those.
Like, I don't even like the maple smoky links.
Now I know why my Aunt Myra, for example, is not a maple syrup fan, and it was because she had a bad go round with a bottle of syrup of Ipecac at some point when she was a kid, and the flavor of it reminds her of maple syrup, and so she can't really do maple. But I take it you just generally don't like, you didn't
I
have
don't
that.
Want, yeah, no. No.
Okay.
Thank goodness I've never had to have that. In any form or capacity, I never even had to use that with my kids, so.
I never had to pay attention to the Mr. Yuck
That's
stickers.
Charcoal.
Yes.
I mean, it's charcoal.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. No.
So.
No, but I mean, open enrollment is still going on, and we'll talk about this with Karen.
Back to 4-H.
Yeah, let's get back to 4-H. But, but you know, and a lot of stuff going on with the extensions anyway. I know that we will be having, I don't know if they've got anything scheduled yet. We can ask Karen. As far as usually during the spring, early spring and winter months, try to get those PARP classes in, which are the chemical classes that the guys have to have to be able to, producers have to be able to apply their chemicals. I'll ask Karen about that too, whether or not they've got anything scheduled yet. I usually try to get those over with in January and February because they have to do classes. They can do them online. But I think they have to do at least one in-person class. And they have to do so many classes per year to keep that license.
Gotcha.
So we'll ask about that. I know they will have STEM programs going on in 4-H. A lot of STEM programs going on over the summer. And speaking of a STEM program, Ken and I were... After we talked to the library yesterday, after we talked to Laura, we went on the calendar just to see, because she touched on some things, but you know, the calendar for the Frankfort Public Library is always jam-packed.
It's hopping.
Full.
It's hopping.
I mean, not just for the Frankfort, not just for the main library, but also on that calendar, if you go to the calendar events and you go down it, it has Rossville, it has Mulberry, it has Michigan Town. It's got the three branches on there, too, and everything that's going on there as well. But just picking off of the stuff that we saw that was going on at coming up. Of course, the library has announced their concert series that'll be starting up this spring. I believe the first concert is March 30th, and that'll be going on at the Frankfort Public Library. And you can actually go to the Community Events tab at Carroll County Daily News, Boone County Daily News, and Clinton County Daily News, and you'll find all of this listed because we actually went through and pulled a lot of this off of the website and put it into the Events Center along with what Laura was talking about when she called in. But the concert series is up there. The Open Art Studio that she was talking about, which is coming up Tuesday, January 9th from 5 to 7:30. That's going to be going on at the Frankfort Branch. And then the Tuesday Night Inker, which is the printmaking group.
This is the thing we were talking about.
Yeah, this is the thing that we were talking about, and the intro to block printing. Block printing is what she's going to be teaching, but they're also going to be doing ink printing. Tuesday night ink printing is coming back. That's going to be going on in the... it'll be one Tuesday a month in the art studio, but the block printing is what Laura's going to be teaching, and that's coming up on Tuesday night with the inkers, and they meet from 5 to 7:30 p.m., and then also the Rossville Library. Now, this is huge because they do this every year, and they do it a couple of times a year. But the Friends of Rossville's Rossville Public Library, which is a branch of Frankfort Public Library, their book sale is coming up. And this is January 26th, Friday, January 26th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. They have a lot of books. Of course, people donate books. They get a lot of books through exchanges and everything. But they will have books for sale and also donated books that have been donated for the sale. So there's going to be a lot of books on sale from 9 to 5 at Rossville on Friday, January 26th. So take advantage of that, folks.
Yeah.
Because all of those donated, all the funds raised from that goes back into the programming.
Yeah.
So...
And if you're doing some house cleaning, you got some stuff, you're doing an estate thing, you got to get into something, attic or something, do that. Donate your books and your records and your CDs, because they can always use this stuff.
Well, yeah, for the
or sell it.
For the most part, they can use a lot of it. But I know that they get an ungodly amount of encyclopedias, and a lot of them are extremely outdated. So a lot of that kind of stuff they can't really use. But the best thing to do is just check with the library, you know, tell them what you got, or if you want to haul it in there and show it, you know, don't be disappointed if they don't take it all, because they may not.
I mean, if you've got the Encyclopedia Britannica and they mention Adolf Hitler as a reasonably stable survivor of the Great War,
I think they're a little
it's
old.
Probably not helpful.
but some of that stuff is also considered collector, so, you know.
Your mileage may vary.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. the tween and teen STEM 3D printing workshop is going to be Tuesday, January 23rd. And that is a free event open to grades 5 through 12, which I thought this was fascinating. I mean, I would like to go see this. From 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., that's going on at the Frankfort Branch. And then the watercolor workshop that Laura talked about with Rebecca Brody. And if you've not seen her watercolors, I'm telling you, you're missing out. She are gorgeous.
Does she do like plein air painting or more just...
A little bit of everything.
Okay.
She's just really, really good. Anyway, she's going to be...
Can she do Happy Little Trees?
Yep.
I love Happy Little Trees.
And she's going to have a workshop Saturday, January 20th from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. at the library. You can register online. Just click it on the event on the calendar. It'll bring up a registration for it, or you can call the library at 765-654-8746 to register as well. But a lot, I mean, and this is just a tiny fraction.
It's a scoop.
It's a tiny scrap fraction of what's going on. If you've got preschoolers, they've got tiny tot reading time, and that goes on at the branches as well, not just Frankfort. So, I mean, I think we're going to start, we're talking about taking Puddin' up to Michigan Town.
Wow, good for you.
For Tiny Tot.
Yeah.
Reading. I mean, if we can get her to sit still long enough. She's getting better at sitting still.
She's less active-y?
She's taking some time. She's getting to that point where she kind of likes to sit and she likes to look. But, yeah, just the last month we've seen a huge difference in her and her activity. You know, she's more focused.
Yeah.
She's not like that little gnat that just flies around from this and that and everything else. She's becoming very focused on certain activities.
You should maybe use hypnosis on her. Today is World Hypnotism Day, so you just all you have to do is go, okay, Puddin', now finish your piece. Now sleep.
Have you ever been hypnotized?
I have a friend who thinks they did that to me once, but I've never been that. I mean, I was relaxed enough and everything, but I was just like,
I have never been hypnotized. It has been attempted by a hypnotist.
On you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And FFA, for a long time at state convention, we would have a hypnotist come in. And I've got to admit, it's definitely entertaining. But like in beforehand in the green room, you know, while we're kind of getting things ready and finalized and just chilling for a minute before mm-hmm. the doors open and all the kids come in, we've actually had the hypnotist, like, one person, legs were killing them, you know, yeah. from being on their feet, because it's not fun.
Right.
I mean, I love Purdue University, and but it's not fun walking around in dress shoes for 20 out of 24 hours yeah. a day and on concrete.
Mm-hmm.
So one person's legs were hurting. Another person just was exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, we don't, the adults don't sleep over there. We make mm-hmm. sure the kids sleep, but we
right.
don't. And so the hypnotist came in and actually hypnotized a few of the staff.
Mm-hmm.
And the legs quit hurting, and mm-hmm. the well-rested and energized, and, you know, that kind of stuff. I didn't go down.
Yeah.
I didn't go out, so. And two or three times now, it's been attempted, but I'm just not.
You're not receptive to it.
I'm not receptive to it, evidently.
Do you ever wonder if a hypnotist thinks twice before they check their hair in a mirror? Like, did they just suddenly, huh?
I don't know.
I wonder what I'm going to try in Melissa Miller this time. This time she'll foot. And then just yeah. right over.
I mean, it just, it's weird, but no, I don't drop.
Or you have a flat tire, and can you hypnotize the tire into thinking it's fixed?
Fixed, yeah, no kidding.
I could use
Wouldn't that
be nice? I'd use that skill set.
Yeah, but then I'd ruin the rim, so.
Now, you'd also mentioned before when we've talked about putting her aversion to Italian food, so don't tell her today's National Spaghetti Day as
oh,
well.
Oh, jeez.
So.
And again, I say we need a Fasoli's, but that's side me. That's just me.
And I will say my mother-in-law is celebrating National Spaghetti Day by making ziti. I don't think the memo got to her.
I would. if we had a Fasoli's in town, no, that would not be good.
Fasoli's is a trouble spot for you, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I love Fasoli's.
And there's also, to kind of wind back to your library thing, today is also World Braille Day.
Mm, cool.
You know, in honor of the birthday of,
sure.
of Louis Braille. Do any of the Clinton County branches have Braille access at all, or is that ever even an issue?
Would think
I don't go
so.
Looking, so I don't know.
Yeah, I would think so. I would think, yes, I would think they would have to. That yeah. would be a question I'll have to ask my niece.
And I really shouldn't say go looking when you consider that we're talking about Braille
yeah,
editions. But
which I could shoot her a text message. Maybe we'll know by the end of the show.
Yeah. Might be so, helpful.
Yeah.
So
that would be kind of cool to find
out.
So
we mentioned World Braille Day, National Spaghetti Day, World Hypnotism Day. It's also National Trivia Day. So, for example,
oh,
if John Virtue is listening this morning, maybe we've given you a few nuggets, because John Virtue, the proprietor of a couple of places in downtown, Pepe's and Greek's Pizzeria, he's a big trivia buff. So, John, that one's for you. I don't have any... Well, I'll try this. Cynophobia, the scientific term for a crippling fear of dogs.
Okay.
And also the rarest M&M color, you want to guess? Hardest one to find in the bag? If you got a big old 2.5-pound bag.
Got a big old bag of it?
Yeah, and there's one color that appears less frequently.
It used to be orange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They say brown.
Brown.
But I don't know if they're talking about the dark brown ones or the tan ones. I'm assuming the dark brown, the ones that look like they're almost black with the
yeah,
letter M on
good
them.
Good grief.
So
I mean, most of the bags I've ever gotten have had plenty of brown, and it's been the orange one that you don't see very much.
Yeah. And of course, after 1975, for a few years, you didn't see red because of the issues with the dye for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we did get the lovely Ken Hartman has told me that, yes, indeed, we have Karen Crum standing by on the phone. So.
Okay. Well, it's halfway mark anyway, so
yep.
let's take our breather, and then we'll be back with the jack of all trades and
maybe master
woman,
of a couple
woman with tons of titles, of which I'm not going to even try and list.
Mm-hmm.
Karen Crum from the Purdue Extension
coming right up midway on the Party Line on WILO.
The Party Line team.
1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfurt, Lebanon, Delphi.
When you think of diamonds, what comes to mind?
Getting engaged.
Your wedding day.
A favorite anniversary. Diamonds tend to be associated with special memories. The next time you hear the word diamonds, you need to think of Vierks Fine Jewelry.
At Vierks, we have the area's largest and finest selection featuring hundreds of in-stock certified diamonds, all shapes and sizes, and specializing in a carat and larger.
And our prices and quality will meet or exceed anyone's, from the mall to the internet to even New York's Diamond District.
And for true expertise, Vierks has Lafayette's only GIA graduate gemologist in residence, along with the area's only, and we do mean only, USPAP compliant jewelry appraiser.
Let Vierks help make any occasion shine with the perfect diamond for your individual taste, style, and budget.
If you're serious about a diamond and serious about saving money, then you need to visit Vierks Fine Jewelry. Seriously.
Corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette, Vierks.com.
TC Trailers. Oh.
Honey.
TC Trailers.
Honey, wake up.
What? What's wrong?
You were dreaming about TC Trailers again.
Oh, they do have over 300 trailers on the lot. Cargos, haulers, concessions, landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
They have that loaded parts store and their on-site repair shop for all makes and models, even warranty repairs.
Okay. We'll go tomorrow. Let's get some sleep.
TC Trailers, a dream come true. Stop in or visit tc-trailers.com. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Winter is a time to bundle up and stay warm. And at Encompass Credit Union, nothing warms the heart like the feeling of financial security. They're a community-oriented banking solution that's here for their neighbors in Tipton, Clinton, and Howard counties. Come by any of the Encompass branches today to open an account or apply for a loan online at EncompassCU.org. Join Encompass in building a more secure financial future together.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marshan's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation. It comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marshan's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marshan at Marshan's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
The online telecast of the WILO Party Line at HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by Ellis Jewelers, Ye Old Spirit Shop, 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, ProBike Computer Sales and Service, and Day and Genda Funeral Home on HoosierlandTV.com for WILO.